Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors. Thank you for tuning into the Midnight Garden. I am your host, Mudcoast Sasquatch. I hope you will come in and sit with me. I am between the cinnamon and the Chinese cabbage, and we will talk of things roughly philosophical. I was really hoping to use the computer tonight, and I could have given you that nice little opening that Chief Iggy does, and maybe given you a little bit of theme music and all of that. But here's what happened to me. I've been using my go-to spot when I'm in my large city in the Midwest is, there's nothing I can do when I'm at home with my folks, because the Wi-Fi in that house hasn't worked for years, actually. I can get my computer going by plugging it in, but the modem is in my father's bedroom, and so doing a midnight show is problematic. Anyway, so in my parents' house, forget it. In Columbus, I used to do it from my apartment, but I don't have Wi-Fi there anymore. So I had found that Rooster's Restaurant, a fun casual joint, had a nice strong Wi-Fi that I could access from outside the building. So I had parked a couple times, at midnight, parked outside, and they were still open, so it wasn't too obvious. Me sitting out there out in the middle of an empty parking lot, there were other people there. And did my show, was able to use my computer and do all those fun things that add production value to the show. Was out there tonight, and something new has been added. They've got a security guard out there now patrolling the parking lot. Now, I don't know if they had some problems out there or what might have happened, but I have a healthy American fear of authority figures. So I skedaddled out of there. I don't know if loitering was an issue, if that was what he was. But it would be, if someone came by the car and took a good hard look. I'm sitting in there with a computer going and headsets going. Who knows what mischief I might be up to? So I got out of there, and since then I have been cruising around my neighborhood trying to find a place where I could pick up some Wi-Fi. And I was out here. I stopped outside of a pizza joint, I can't quite get close enough to it. I think it's a Wi-Fi hotspot, so it's not that powerful to begin with. And I'm probably about 25 feet away, and so I'm getting the signal. I can get on the internet, but doing voice communications, it's not going to be any good. It's too slow, and I'm still not logged on to Blog Talk. Even if I was, I don't think I would trust it to carry my voice out to the internet. There's just not enough bandwidth, as they say, to make that happen. So I'm on the phone. It's okay. There will be better times in which I will be able to put the headset and back on and put the computer to work. For today, we will use this substitute technology and just be happy with what we have, because when my father did internet radio back in the 1940s, he had to do it in a snowstorm, walking uphill with bears attacking him and so forth and so on. So we will be happy. I've been told many, many times that I need to be happy with what I have, so today I will be happy with what I have, at least in this situation. So anyway, I've got some more energy. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's just a transitioning away. I haven't worked. I haven't had that job where I was getting up. I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning. I haven't had that job for a week and a half now. So maybe I'm just recovering some of my natural rhythms. I'm not near as tired tonight as I have been in recent shows. And I probably shouldn't tell you that, because I'm raising your expectations now. But in any case, I will do certainly the best I can. Those guys here, I don't know. I felt kind of comfortable for a while, but the parking lot's starting to get thin now. And see, what's happening is there were a number of cars parked out here outside the pizza place. which I pulled up in amongst them so as not to be as to be more inconspicuous. Well, I didn't realize what was going to be happening is these cars are out here waiting for pizzas to be brought to them. And the crowd is starting to get a little thin here. I don't know whether it means they're getting close to closing or what it means. But as every pizza is delivered, I become less and less inconspicuous. And the guy coming out there, he's bringing the pizza and he's looking the crowd over and trying to remember whose car it was, or perhaps they gave him the license plate or something like that. But it may happen that we run out of cars and it's just me, and he's going to say, "What the hell are you doing here?" Or maybe he won't, because this is not, I don't think this is his parking lot. It's the parking lot outside of the place he works. But I don't think, I sincerely doubt that he's the proprietor, nor that he has, and it's a strip mall, so he probably doesn't own the whole thing and the whole parking lot. People do fiercely protect their empty spaces. I've noticed this. Went over there at Roosters. Have a security guard out there protecting their empty spaces, although most of those are pretty full. And again, outside of a restaurant where people are drinking, I suppose there have been problems out there in their parking lot from time to time. So, but I just think that's an interesting phenomenon. You know, we have that becomes, space becomes something to be bought and sold. You know, like water and air, I guess. You know, compressed air to put in your tires is something to. Because that's not really air that you're buying and selling. It's the compression that you're buying and selling. But things that are natural is gifts from the creator. One would think, and we found a way to slap an ownership tag on them and buy them and sell them. You know, when I was living near the university, there was our university has a very very highly ranked, popular football team. And we would have to get our cars off the road. It's a public street. Clear the street on football Saturdays or Thursdays or whatever they were. Usually they were Saturdays. For football games, you'd have to clear off and just go somewhere. You know, just leave, or at least our car had to leave. So, you know, a number of times I took the car to the park and ride, you know, the bus. Sort of a bus stop and a place, a parking lot where people who were riding the bus could drop off their cars. My car lived there on many football Saturdays, but I had to go early because obviously people who were coming to the game were using that parking lot as well. It was all about the spaces, you know, who had the spaces and who had control of the spaces, because all along that road, you know, there were churches and small businesses that had, you know, parking spaces, and they would sell these spaces. I knew people who actually, there were an apartment complex across the road from me, and they had off-street parking, which made me extremely jealous. But they had to get out of their off-street parking, which they had paid for, and then the landlord would sell those spaces for $20 a piece for football parking, and then the lots that were closer to the university, they would get $25, $30 a piece. So it was a going concern having an empty space sitting in the right place. It's something that amused me. It didn't amuse me at the time. I was aggravated by having to get out, as it were. I try and arrange my schedule because I go, you know, see my parents twice a month is my target. So I try and arrange those visits to coincide with football home games. So I just wouldn't be in town at all. If you're anywhere in the university area, you can't get around. You know, I like to go to, you know, Chief Icky's restaurant. It's about a block away from me. But people, you couldn't access it if you were coming in from outside. You know, there was no parking. Everybody had the parking all jammed up, and you couldn't get around. Well, it's just one of those things. Like, football team, they just weren't very good neighbors. The university in general wasn't a very good neighbor, but the football team in specifically. The basketball team was all right because they had their own space. They were off in their own sort of corner of the university, and they had a big old parking lot that belonged, you know, exclusively to them. So the other thing was that you had to watch out for the traffic. You had to be cognizant of when the game was starting and when it was ending, so you wouldn't get caught in traffic at that big intersection there, two big intersections near the big old thing there, Coliseum, I guess, or whatever you call it. That was, you know, so then, man, I think that they're better for whether it's circumstance or whatever it is. They didn't seem to interfere with life on the campus near as much as football people did. I don't know what the deal was when the basketball people were on campus, but now that they've moved off, suddenly it gets much better. Maybe it's just the act of, maybe it's just because they're not there anymore. But anyway, and you know, if they could make things more convenient for us by moving to the downtown Coliseum, then we wouldn't have to worry about them at all. I don't know why, for the life of me. I mean, I know why it has happened, but I don't know why a city of our size needs two Coliseums. Really, we have three. We have one at the fairgrounds, too. But that's, you know, that one's a little different. But, I mean, because it hosts other events primarily, not sporting events. It's more designed for that. But, I mean, we have a pro hockey team, and they use the downtown arena, and then the university's hockey team and basketball team use the arena on campus. And, you know, most of the time, you know, they're big paperweights. There's nothing going on in there. Like I just said, I don't know why, and people would be just looking. I know why it happens, because the university wanted control of theirs and the city wanted control of theirs, and never the twain shall meet, and they were not going to, you know, there wasn't going to be any sort of agreement like that. But lots of money. I don't know if tax money goes into the university's building or not, or if they raised that privately. But in any case, lots of cash went into the building of both of those facilities, and it seems like on most nights at least one of them is redundant. Now, what was spiritual about that? I don't know. See, I just don't – I say what it comes into my head to say, and I hope that I am guided by spirit into saying words that someone out there needs to hear. And sometimes, just like you are probably are now, you're saying, what could – possibly, what possible spiritual weight could those things that he's talking about, you know, what could it have? I don't know. I don't ask. I just do it. And in any event, if you know, for nothing else, it's good for my psyche to get these things out. In any case, I have. I'm sorry if I'm fading out. I keep switching the phone from hand to hand because I'm wearing a heavy coat. So I don't have to run the engine of the car. I'm sitting in the car outside of the pizza place, and it sort of, because I got my elbow bent in this heavy coat, it cuts off my circulation. So every couple of minutes, I gotta change hands. Sorry about that. Take a quick look around because it is getting sparse now. But we're into the show now. There's no going back, and the show must go on. And in situations like this before, when someone has questioned me, why are you sitting here? Why are you just sitting here on the phone? Tell them I had to make this phone call, man. I pulled off the road, and you're not supposed to talk on your cell phone while you're driving, and I had to make this phone call. Actually, I have my God, is it really 90 seconds already? I've gone through the entire half an hour. My God, I actually have some stuff to say for next week. Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening to this very random show. Actually, it wasn't random. I didn't get a chance to be random. I was pretty much focused on one thing. So I don't know if that was a very good thing, but progress is progress. And I, again, thank you for listening and hope that you will join me next week for more deep spiritual discussion. And once again, thank you and have a pleasant good evening.